Okay, so we're here at Tone Talent at the Brew House, and we caught up with Martin. He's been PAing and comparing the whole evening.
Hello, it's been a fabulous night. We have had so many brilliant, talented people from all around the district. Libby Lisko, our mayor, when she decided that she was going to have this show, wanted the best, and I'm sure we've got it. I mean, we finished with Howard Jones, but we had the Rivertones, we had Laura Lex, local comedian from Norton Fitzwarren. We had High School Musical, who were on stage here at the Brew House just last week, and we had many, many more talent. Elise Yule. Earlier in the day, we had Laura Richmond. There's so many people, I can't even remember all of them. It's been a brilliant day.
Putting you on a spot, if you had to pick one artist that kind of shone tonight and made the performance, which one would you pick?
Well, of course, Howard Jones has been absolutely amazing. This afternoon, I mentioned a lady called Laura Richmond. She was fresh to the stage. She'd never been on stage before. It was her first time, and she did three amazing songs and sent shivers down my spine.
Now, the Brew House is really important. Are you involved in the Brew House outside of Tone Talent?
I'm one of the people that was campaigning for it to be reopened. I'm involved in several of the local theatre groups that are supporting the Brew House. But there have been four people at the top who've actually done that. Mark Dawson, Lynn Carter, Val Hammond, Phil Bauer. And they've worked so hard to get this place up and running. But the big thing about the Brew House is it needs all of the people of Taunton to support it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we want everyone to come through the door as volunteers, although that would be absolutely fabulous. But actually, if you go to the website, the Taunton Theatre Association website, sign up to be kept informed about what's going on, tell your friends about shows, and most importantly, come and see stuff at the Brew House. It's sort of starting off nice and gentle. We've got shows all across the summer, and then we're looking at a full reopening later in the year. One of the things that I'm involved in is Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile, which I'm co-directing. That's in November with Taunton Thespians. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. We're coming back to the Brew House, and we're really looking forward to it.
Good luck with that performance. Now, Libby does have a habit of starting things off. Do you think Tone Talent will continue next year? Do you think it's something that we should be doing here in Taunton?
Well, it'd be absolutely fabulous to see, but obviously each mayor has their own different priorities and different things. Now, we've got Dave Durden coming as our mayor. I know he's been looking at getting involved a lot in live music, so I think we might see some stuff from him that might be of a different flavour. So whether you'll see Tone Talent variety show, I don't know. No, but I'm sure you're going to be seeing the mayor involved in entertainment, live music across his year.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin, and congratulations on hosting an excellent event tonight for us.
Thanks very much indeed, and it's good to see you guys from Apple FM here. You guys do a really, really good job broadcasting across Musgrove and the rest of the community.
Thank you very much.